FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Missouri Attorney General and Republican Senate candidate Josh Hawley at Hawley MO on Twitter. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Glad we could get you on here this morning. I guess my first question is Brett Kavanaugh. What do you know about him? What do you think about him as the next Supreme Court justice?
Well, I think he's a tremendous pick. And, you know, look, choosing judges, Mark, I think is really choosing values, you know, because the Supreme Court of the United States, I mean, it is in the balance here, and the Supreme Court deals with, has a say on, is going to decide issues critical on every issue that matters to Missouri. Immigration, for instance, are we going to be able to enforce our immigration laws? Is the president going to be able to keep terrorists out of our country? Our Second Amendment rights, are they going to be protected? Religious liberty. So this is a critical, critical pick, and the president showed his values with the judge he chose. You know, Claire McCaskill's shown her values with the judges that she's chosen and she's voted for. She's voted for judges who want the federal government to make illegal immigrant teenagers, or to force the federal government to help illegal immigrant teenagers get abortions. Judges who want the Second Amendment not to be a right to keep and bear arms for individuals. Judges who want to take away our religious liberty. So there you go. I mean, the contrast is very plain. And that's why we need somebody who represents the state voting on Supreme Court justices, not Claire McCaskill.
Yeah, well, she's probably going to get a vote on this. And, you know, I looked at a poll from the Susan B. Anthony list showing that close to 60% of Missouri voters polled want her to vote to confirm this justice.
Well, and I would think so, given that almost 20, or the president won this state by almost 20 points. And that's something that Senator McCaskill has never acknowledged. I mean, here she is, she and her allies trying to stop the president at every turn, trying to shut down the Senate to accomplish nothing. I mean, she told her Washington, D.C. reporter last week, this was published, that she couldn't imagine being able to vote yes on anybody that the president named. That's before he'd even chosen someone. And now, of course, she's refusing to say what criteria she'll use. She's refusing to say what she's thinking, how she'll vote. She's refusing to debate me on this issue or even engage on it. I mean, it really makes you wonder, Mark, does she want to do this job or not? I mean, is this something that she's really up to or not?
Well,
I think she's answering that question with her behavior.
Yeah, I guess my question for you is there's a lot of focus on, you know, Roe versus Wade. Dana Bash did a big interview with the vice president last night. Is that all you're after? You're going to be disappointed. What the president's done here is nominate somebody who's going to hold up laws that have been passed against the Constitution and see whether or not they hold up to that. That is who this individual is. You can probably put that into words better than I can as to how important that is on the court compared to some of these activist liberal judges we've had in the past.
You know, I think the president has gone about this in exactly the right way, which is to focus on the nominee's philosophy. You know, he said, look, I'm going to ask of the judge that I nominate, will you apply the Constitution the way the people wrote it? Will you be loyal to the people's Constitution? Because at the end of the day, Mark, the choice is pretty simple. Either you believe in the Constitution that the people wrote, or you want a Constitution that the media and that the bureaucracy wants, and you want to impose your own personal views on it, as so many judges do. And President Trump said, I'm going to choose somebody who believes in the people's Constitution. That's what he's done. And the fact that Claire McCaskill has voted time and again for Supreme Court justices who want to impose their own liberal views and take away our rights tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, very true. You know, I don't know where Senator McCaskill is going to go on this, but I do want to talk to you a moment about the primary. I was on vacation last week when this happened, but I understand the Missouri GOP Executive Committee has voted to allow the National Republican Committee to start spending money on your race on your behalf before the primary is over. What's your reaction to that? A lot of people don't think that makes for a fair race.
Well, I tell you what, I'm proud to have the endorsement of the President of the United States in this race. President Trump helped convince me to run this race against Senator McCaskill. He has been just a tremendous supporter, and of course, it's my great privilege to be supporting him. And to go to Washington to help actually accomplish his agenda and get something done. And I think this is probably a reflection of that as much as anything. What the party does is up to the party. But all I can say is that I'm sure grateful for the president's support. And we are going to beat Claire McCaskill. We're going to hold her accountable for her record. And I renew my challenge to her today, this morning. Come and debate me. Debate me on the U.S. Supreme Court. I'll debate her on any issue anywhere, but stop hiding. Stop ducking your constituents. It's time to face the facts and face the music.
Yeah. I talked to Senator Blunt yesterday, who said that the GOP executive committee had done the same thing in his race at one point. He focused a lot on the fundraising and the fact that it puts our candidate, the Republican candidate, at a disadvantage when there's a crowded field like this and the primary's not until August. How is fundraising going, Josh? Is there enough time to make up that gap between now and November?
Oh, look, I mean, if Senator McCaskill will absolutely outspend us in this race. I mean, she is the candidate of the money, Mark. There's no doubt about that. I mean, money is very important to Senator McCaskill. It's how she makes all her decisions. If you want to know where she is on any issue and where she's going to be on the Supreme Court pick, if she's already said she'll probably vote no again, just ask where the big liberal money is. Just ask where those liberal corporations are who fill her coffers. Just ask where Hollywood and Wall Street are. That's where she gets her money. Over 80% of it, I think, comes from out of state, and she is flooding the zone with special interest money from outside this state trying to buy this election. So that doesn't worry me because, look, we've got the people of Missouri on our side, and we've got a fantastic conservative coalition that is going to win this election because the people of Missouri want someone who represents them and our way of life.
Attorney General Josh Hawley, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great day. Appreciate that. At Hawley, Missouri on Twitter, joshhawley.com. There, just a reminder, today, folks, today is the last day you can register to vote in the primary that's coming up. So if you haven't done that, if you're passionate about that and you have a candidate you're supporting in the primary, today is your day. Make sure you either get online and do it or drive down to the Board of Elections to get it done.